Just yesterday, we were telling you about internet speeds in Buffalo, which one speed testing site ranked as some of the slowest in the entire U.S. Well, now news that Charter Spectrum Cable has agreed to a record settlement for misleading customers on internet speed. The story broke by Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News, who joins us right now. Ken, why don't you fill us in a little bit on exactly what this settlement is for, how much it's worth?
It's a $174.2 million settlement, with $62.5 million going to about 700,000 current Charter Spectrum customers. It'll range between 75 and 150 per customer. Basically, what Charter was accused of by the Attorney General's office in a lawsuit filed last year was misleading customers, knowing that they couldn't deliver the speeds they were promising. In some cases, customers got outdated equipment that couldn't handle such speeds, and others, they just knew they were flat out lying. And so, the Attorney General sued, and this is a settlement. They're expecting more settlements in the next couple of days, potentially with other cable providers over the same thing.
Well, will customers end up getting some of the settlement money?
Yeah, $62.5 million will go to direct rebates to customers. And as I said, that would be between $75 and $150 per person. In addition, Charter Spectrum has agreed to about $110 million worth of streaming services that they'll provide for free to customers for a certain amount of time. Basically, it would be streaming services and premium channels at no charge for a limited number of months.
Do you think this will have any impact on those discussions of removing Spectrum and Charter from the state altogether that the state has been undergoing for several months?
Well, Charter really has been in a three-front war now. This is separate from those discussions, but who knows, could play in. Right now, the state under the Cuomo administration is trying to boot Charter because of they say that they reneged on promises in terms of how quickly they were improving broadband access, particularly in rural areas upstate. They have till the end of the year to reach an agreement, or the state is going to try and act to throw them out of the state and have them sell to another cable company, which will head to another lawsuit. There's also an ongoing strike that has led many Democratic officials, including the governor and the New York City mayor, to boycott appearances on Spectrum cable television stations like New York One in the city.
Well, what about improved and faster speed? Have they agreed to that?
Yeah, they've agreed to do some upgrades to their system, and they agree both on the system, on the equipment that they give out to customers, and also on the advertising. You know, no more false advertising.
You know, you can read the entire story. We just tweeted out the link at News Radio 930. You can find the link to Ken's story on this record settlement agreed to. Ken, just wanted to ask you before we let you go. We know you were probably paying attention yesterday, the governor giving a speech that, I mean, kind of sounded almost a little bit like a state of the state. Did you have any big takeaways?
Look, I think there was a state of the state. He wanted to get out in front of the legislature, so it looks like they're following his agenda because much of it is what they want to do anyway. I think the takeaway is he wants to get a lot done early, as does the legislature, to show that now that the Democrats are in charge, they can actually accomplish things. Anything from, redirecting money to poorer school districts, to legalizing marijuana, to fixing the New York City subways. It was just a whole host of things. Declaring Election Day a state holiday, allowing for mail-in voting, just a lot of different reforms and proposals that he's talked about. There wasn't a whole lot in the way of new, some, but not a lot. But I think he wanted to get out there before the legislature came back to town.
All right, Ken, thanks so much. That's Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief with the New York Daily News.